Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart, the Lord our God, in His soon return, will come back to get us, and we will notice His love, His life. I love Him. It's not just because I want to live in His kingdom, I love Him. I love everything I learned about the Lord. All my interactions with God has been great and wonderful, good, treasurable, good memories. God has never done me wrong. I remember one day I had hard times. You know, sometimes in the course of your life you have hard times. I had some hard times. And in those days, I was just learning how to fight a war with Satan and win. I was learning of God. Things weren't going my way. And you know, though a lot of things were because God is good, but these were growing days and I didn't know what I know now. And I was walking past the TV and Kenneth Copeland was on. He said, God will not do you wrong. He will not do you wrong. He's not behind what's going wrong in your life. And he was saying these things and I heard it and it registered. And that word secured my life. Because when the enemy, does attacks in your life, it's always to accuse God. He wants to accuse God in your eyes. He wants you to think that God is behind what's wrong. And many times people, they try to soothe people. Many times pastors, especially in those days, they try to soothe people and they say, well, God won't put no more on you than you can bear. That's not what the scripture said, but, and then when they say God is in full control, that's wrong too, because we make our own decisions. And we can make decisions according to God's word, or we can make decisions, we can lean our own understanding and do the opposite of what Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, which most time people do, and they have problems. And I heard so much teaching that could help me blame God that I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, do you send people problems to help them grow? He said, problems come from Satan, lack of knowledge, and other people's lack of knowledge. So now I know where my problems come from. And with what Brother Copeland did for me, I never forgot that, and I'm blessed by it. Now, what makes everything works is the love of God, the way we love, the agape love of God. Jesus laid down His life for His friends. You can't top that. That's the best kind of love ever. And when we share that love with others, that's what we call life. It's so beautiful when parents take care of their children. Mothers take care of their little children. And they enjoy it because they love that child. And then the father goes out and works a job he probably don't like because he loves his family. People put them in, soldiers put themselves in harm's way to protect their country and what they stand for and what they love. All these things are very important. And we need to know that God is good. We need to know that He loves us. The life of God, God gave us something when He gave us His life. He gave us life, His life. And he showed Adam how to live like He does. He made us in His image. And I'm not going to work against life. I love the life of God. I appreciate what the Lord has done for me. And living is better than dying. sometimes the reference people have for the Lord varies with people. People have traditionalized God. Their first authority figure shaped the way they see God. We bear fruit after our type. That's one of the first things the Lord taught us. Everything bears fruit after its kind. The fruit trees, the animals, every type of animal, they bear fruit after their type. They have a specific ability that God has given them, and they're very important to the whole system of life. And the Lord was strict about that. He showed us that so many times. But we have an enemy which when the enemy came, he had the sons of God, which were angels. They were angels. And they married the daughters of men. And they added the word marriage. You know, that's really not sanctioned. Marriage is sanctioned by God, not that. The interpreters of the Bible were being gracious. And they said they married whosoever they chose. And they could have. Maybe I looked at it one way when I saw the word marriage. It didn't seem to be italicized. So I said, well, maybe they used deception. And they selected the woman that they wanted the most and married them under the guise of being a man. And the woman didn't know it was an angel. I don't know how they did it. Some say they did it by force. Some, I don't know. I wasn't there. But nevertheless, they had children with these the daughters of men. And they became hybrids. And this is not what God intended. And these hybrids caused a lot of problems. The enemy was attempting to hinder he was trying to stop the seed of woman, because a man child would be born that was going to destroy him. And he didn't know how it was going to come. He didn't know who it was. But we bear fruit after our type. So now, when we receive the life of God, we'll notice that life in our children. And our children will be more prone to follow God if we follow God in their sight. And we train them in the way that they should go. You have to show children what to watch out for. And if you don't know, you got to learn. If you appreciate the life of God, you'll raise children that will love the life of God, and they'll set standards. You know, when I started being interested in girls, which I always was, but in the teenage years, I was really interested in girls. But I wanted a marriage like my parents had, and I started realizing that you can't marry anybody. And I didn't want I wanted a real relationship like my parents had, because they gave me a model. I gained vision. I saw how my mother honored my father, and I thought that most girls would be that way, but I didn't know that was a unique situation. And there are some good women out there that will, but there are some that's plumb crazy. And I started listening to how people talk. And sometimes I put my head on my desk in the classroom and act like I was asleep just to see what people were talking about. And so some of the things that they condoned wasn't good. And I said, you can't build a life with that. You got to have trust in a marriage. And I wanted somebody I could trust, somebody that would do right. And I didn't have a mind to do right either. But I wanted to do right. I liked the way of God more than the way of the world. But I didn't know how I could do all that God expected. And sometimes I didn't know if I wanted to. But when I received salvation, I found out something that I didn't know. I can do all things through Christ. I don't have to do it through my own merit, my own strength, my own wit. And that was a relief. And that's something I really want people to know about. But more importantly than that is the way we love. The way we love is the way we live. When you have the life of God in you, you can do things you normally could not do. You receive His life and you bear fruit after His type. If you're born again and you operate according to the Word of God, you automatically begin to bear fruit just like Jesus, because you adopted His ways, you treasure His ways, you received His ways in you, in your heart. His ways become a part of you, and your children will be blessed by you and through you, and they'll learn to receive the life of God and do the same thing, because we bear fruit after our type. The more I receive the life of God, the more I desire it. The more I have it, the more my appetite is to follow Him, to understand Him, to gain understanding, to grow in the logic of life. I love it. And the enemy is trying to attack it. He's trying to get me to change my will, my word, my wit. He wants to destroy my testimony. See, he can't destroy the testimony you have. But he can start, if he gets you in sin, it will start to neutralize the testimony that you already attained. Because people will see you doing sin and they'll stop trusting your words. See, if you love God, they'll respect you. If you're holy, they'll trust you. And if you're wise, you'll hold their attention. People see you. You have an audience. And if you keep following God all the time, people will know that you really love God. And if you say you're a Christian, they'll say that's why. Because that kind of love is not from around here. Even if there's many Christians, everybody has to get saved. And that kind of love is not in them until they receive that kind of the salvation of Jesus Christ. And then they can operate in the life of God. Some people, when they're around Christians, they want to do right too, but they can't. And they don't know why. And they're embarrassed to ask for help. For some reason, people are acting right and doing wonderful, and they don't compromise in their words and in their actions, and their love is stable and true, and you can sense it. People are spiritual beings and they can sense all these things. And then they want the life of God too, but they don't know how you do it until you tell them you're a Christian, or until they have greater understanding when you explain the Word of God and your testimony, how you got to that point and how you did things. Many people I know, they don't believe I used to cuss. I used to use profanity. They can't see it because they never seen those kind of words come out of my mouth. They never heard those kind of words come out of my mouth. But I know, and some of my friends that I grew up with know. But when you grow in the Lord, things change. And then that's another thing. People that saw you do all these things or do all kind of corruption, and then they see you have taken a strong stance for God, now that gets attention too. That speaks volumes. And the life of God is too important. It's just too important to let these things slide. We have to get a hold of the life of God and continue in it, because it's too important. I desire the life of God to continue in my life. I want to see God move in and throughout my life. I want God to help me grow. Now, every time there's some kind of challenge, there are challenges out there. There are things I just don't know. I learned that my strength only gets me so far, so I immediately, at this point in my life, ask the Lord to show me how to deal with this problem. Or if there's something that I'm noticing in the scriptures, I ask the Lord to teach it to me so I don't mess it up. Life. Correct interpretations of the word is life. The word of God is life. The love of God is life. The love of God is the foundation of life. Faith continues life. See, God gave you the ability to speak words of life and speak what you need and things that you want in life. And He gave you the ability to shape your life the way you want to redefine what's not into what should be, to destroy and drive out things that shouldn't be by your faith. See, faith, faith don't just bring up the positive. It also helps you destroy and drive out the negative. And that every time you drive something out of the parts of the world, out of your life, and out of your situation, your life gets stronger. And every time you receive the word of God, your life gets stronger. When you get rid of the wrong things, your appetite grows. When you receive true things, you increase. It's all wonderful. Now, when you follow God continually, you're able to do what God is able to do in your situation. The same life that God uses to create the universe is the same life you use to attract people to Him. Everybody's made in God's image. And when they come to life, now you got another child of God, another likeness of God. Understand, let it soak in. Every person who you teach the word of God or help understand who God is and they receive Him, now you got another likeness of God Himself. You know, we don't go out and make planets and people. We don't do that. But we can bear children, and we can teach them in the things of God. On our level, we do what He does. It's no different. On our level, we do what He does. We live by His character. We become just like Him. Now look at what Satan said. I will be like the Most High. He said He will dominate. He will dominate the... He's going to overcome the clouds. He was going to put Himself above the clouds, the stars. He was going to sit also in the sides of the north. He was going to be like those in the great congregation. He was going to overcome the great congregation, and He was going to be like the Most High. Now, he was trying to do it through pride. We do the same thing through love, but we're not dominating people and taking their possessions and putting ourselves over them. We are serving them. Because God is the greatest servant. He that is the greatest in the kingdom of God is the greatest servant. And Satan wanted to be great without serving. He was an angel. He had a high position. He was in good. He was not next to Jesus. He was not the top angel either. People teach that. That's just wrong. If he had to promote himself over five classes of beings to be like God, he was not on top. He was nowhere near it. He was more like a foot soldier. But we were made out of clay. We were made a little lower than angels. We're not as strong. We're not born with evidential knowledge. We have to learn evidential knowledge of God. Angels have evidential knowledge in their current state. So we're made a little lower than they are. And we're made out of the dust of the earth, not precious stones and precious metals like the angels sometimes are. And we grow and we become just like God because we're in His type and character by love. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. Enjoy the life of God.